I was reading Barbara Aragone's story in the ER today. Did you see that yet? It's about that girl who was in a horrific accident last year, maybe a little over a year ago, and a big follow-up story on her. She's making a great recovery. I mean, doing a lot better than a lot of people thought she was going to be doing. And you know how you read those stories and you're kind of getting all inspired, the hair on the back of your neck standing up, and you're kind of getting a little choked up for her, maybe a little tear in your eye because you're going, you're so proud of what she's doing. And I got to a part in the story that all of a sudden I felt horrible. Horrible. This sinking feeling just went through me when I read this part of the story. She's back in school, got back in school last summer, and she's in the 11th grade. And there's a part of the story where she says, "It was a little depressing. None of my friends talk or even hang out with me anymore." Air right out of the balloon. And I found that so depressing this morning. About an hour ago, I read this. I'm still thinking about this. I mean, because if there's a time where she ever really needs those friends, it would be now. Now, happily, this isn't a situation that comes up very often, but it made me curious, and I'm not a parent, so I have no idea how I would handle this, I guess. But if you're a parent, how would you handle or approach a situation like that? Not from the subject of the story's viewpoint, but from the friends of hers. Your kid used to be best friends with somebody, and then the accident happens, and now your kid doesn't want to hang out with the victim anymore. Does that ever come up? Ever had that discussion to find out why? I mean, you go farther in the story, and she kind of has a little explanation, she thinks. So, but I just, that was one of those deals where in the first half of this story, I'm just totally inspired and feeling great, and then I got to that part, I went, oh, no. Oh, anyway, I was just a little curious on that.